We've already done one exploratory visit to South Sudan, so we can observe firsthand what the situation is. We met with the president and even with the former vice president of South Sudan. And we also sounded out civil society, church groups, the Council of Churches, the South Sudan Council of Churches. We spoke to some African diplomats and some international agencies as well, just to get a feel of the place and then to begin to understand the underlying causes of all this, because things like situations like this don't arise just by themselves. There's always causation. And so that's what we went to do. But our mandate really is to investigate and come up with solutions that will assure justice, will also assure accountability in all respects of that word, including even reconciliation and so on and so forth, but justice in its true sense of the word as well. And then also to assure that such a situation will never happen again. So it's quite a very broad mandate that we have, and it's now that we are working on what to really do. So we visited an IDP camp. We were able to visit one in Juba, but on our next visit, we will go to others in the country, and then also visit other sites outside Juba. But basically, it was exploratory to get a proper feel of it. And since we came back, we've been doing organizational meetings.
There are some people in Africa and the international community who have expressed concern that the African Union appeared to have been a little too slow to help with resolving this problem, especially when it has been backing the IGAD mediated talks between the two warring factions. What is the Commission's stance when you hear criticisms of such nature?
I'm a member of the Commission that is doing this specific work. We are separate from the African Union Commission. But the African Union has been, that I'm aware of, they've been fervently been supporting the work of IGAD. And it is just unfortunate that sometimes when you're seeking peace through mediation, sometimes people, things might blow up. But even those talks are still going on, even whilst we've been here in Addis. And as part of the work of our work, we will also have some interactions with at least with the Secretariat of the IGAD and some of the member states as well.
When you met both the president and the former vice president, Riek Machar, the two warring factions, what was the interaction like? What are the prospects of peace? And did you get a sense of what is really going on, the fundamental root cause of this problem that will enable the commission to come up with recommendations about how to resolve this conflict?
I cannot go into much details about what we discussed, but certainly both expressed themselves willing to cooperate with the commission and also were willing to give us their side of what the root causes of the problem are as they see it. I cannot really give you the details of those, not yet, because we haven't even reported yet to those who appointed us.
So in all, with what you've seen, with the interactions, visiting IDP camps, meeting with church or organizations or religious groups, with stakeholders, what do you think are the prospects of success of this African Union Commission of Inquiry on South Sudan?
I think the prospects are extremely bright. The prospects are extremely bright. No one has tried to hamper. No one, when we were in South Sudan, nobody sought to hamper us. Nor did we notice any attempt to obstruct people from reaching us. I never observed any such thing. So we are expecting that we will be able to come up with very, very fruitful and useful outcomes and effective outcomes that not only will stop the current crisis, but help the people to begin to resolve those underlying problems, and to assure that never again will they find themselves in such a situation. Because the people that we were able to speak to, and it was a sort of a cross section. Everybody was it was like waking up the morning after and asking yourself, how did I find myself in a place like this? So there are very bright prospects, and I'm very confident that we will be able to achieve good outcomes.